Kennedy Center honorees run the gamut. There's Debbie Allen, Dick Van Dyke, Joan Baez, Garth Brooks, the violinist Midori. This Sunday, CBS will air a special featuring tributes and performances. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night.
Singer and activist Joan Baez brought Dr. Anthony Fauci to the Kennedy Center Honors Medallion Ceremony, which was taped last month. He's not in the CBS special, but Jackson Brown and Sturgill Simpson are. They pay tribute to Baez.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call
In interviews, the honorees expressed support for public arts funding, with Dick Van Dyke lamenting cuts to arts education. At a press conference, Debbie Allen talked about the pandemic.
Musicians have been out of work, dancers out of work, actors out of work, directors out of work, stagehands out of work, wardrobe people out of work. I think the best thing the government can do is what is happening now, so that we can open our theaters, so we can open our dance schools.
Debbie Allen's multi-hyphenated career as a dancer, choreographer, actor, and director also includes founding the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. Fellow honoree, violinist Midori, founded the Orchestra Residencies Program. Students from both organizations perform together. In a typical year, this performance would have taken place on a conventional stage inside the Kennedy Center. Since the pandemic made that untenable, music and dance numbers were filmed outdoors, sometimes with the Potomac River and Lincoln Memorial in the background. The Kennedy Center is a sprawling campus that includes the Reach, indoor and outdoor spaces designed for groups of all sizes. The multi-million-dollar modern expansion was opened for just 6 months when the pandemic hit. The CBS special became an unexpected opportunity to showcase the new grounds.
Ain't it a glorious day? Right as the morning in May, I feel like I could fly.
For Dick Van Dyke, there were tributes from Tony-nominated actress and singer Laura Osnes, Steve Martin, and, of course, his Mary Poppins co-star Julie Andrews.
Every day is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious with you, Dick. Or you could say that backwards. It's docious ali expiistic fragicali rubus.
The Kennedy Center Honors is the center's biggest fundraiser. It's a federal institution, but it still needs to raise private money. Major donors spend thousands of dollars per ticket. This year, the Kennedy Center didn't even know when or how the whole thing would take place.
And we didn't know until the last minute.
With smaller performances, they sold fewer tickets. But Kennedy Center President Deborah Rutter says corporate donors delivered.
We are really blessed that we were able to raise as much money as $3.5 million.
That is half what they typically raise, despite performances by A-listers like Kelly Clarkson and Gladys Knight, who paid tribute to Garth Brooks.
Stand straight, walk proud, for yes, we shall.
Kennedy Center Honors airs on CBS on Sunday. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
When the world is in-